Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. We're going to talk about something very important. I'm learning about the United States Army Cyber Command and its role as the nation's first line of defense in cyberspace. We have Major Erica Alvarado on the line. Good morning, Major. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
It says here you're a cyber operations planner, deputy commander, and training officer for the United States Army Reserve Cyber Protection Brigade. Okay. Whoa. You're a busy person. So tell us, what are some of your responsibilities in that position?
So some of the responsibilities, you know, I kind of organize what our training platforms would be like so that way we can all get trained across the board in the various different realms that we have to, as well as kind of step in when my commander's not there and kind of assume his duties.
Aha. And so what actually in the case of the United States Army, what is cyber security? What is cyber command? This to me would be extremely important. Tell us about, you know, some of the things you're involved with, if you're able to.
Sure. So in the Army, our focus is cyberspace operations. We have trained soldiers monitoring and ensuring our portion of the cyberspace domain stays protected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then our brigade, the Army Reserve Cyber Protection Brigade, has 10 cyber protection teams. Each team acts as like a maneuver unit conducting defensive cyber operations against possibly sophisticated and persistent threats on our network, kind of like the ones you would call if you want a more thorough assessment of your network or if you just need a little bit more help on what's going on if your current IT personnel needs some support.
So are you with the Army Reserve or with the U.S. Army directly, or is there two different things?
Yeah, so I'm part of the Army Reserve. But under the Army Reserve is the Army. So the Army is composed of the Army Reserve, the active Army, and the National Guard.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So now, cybersecurity, we're quite involved with the International Day of Peace, and so is the United States Army World Peace. I think they ended the Cold War by having nukes towards facing us from Russia and vice versa. Are you involved with things like that? It's a serious question, I guess.
Oh, well, that's a good question, but our stance is more of like the network and making sure that everything that we have on our network is secured. And if for whatever reason, as we're monitoring, we find some kind of gap or something that's not updated, we immediately go after it and make sure we patch what we need to so we're better postured in the future.
Aha, okay. So there was one talk, I don't even know, I don't think it ever happened, but they talked even about for our own country, America, a shield. I mean, when you say cyber space, and I don't know if that shield that was considered, I think, by the government, would have fallen into that. But is cyber space, is it a computerization concern, or is it in the air, or in the waters?
No, so cyberspace is pretty much all of the internet. So it encompasses, you know, the U.S. portion as well as all the portions around the world. So the shield, in essence, is us creating that shield, that bubble, to make sure we're good on the inside and nobody from the outside can come in.
So this is this word, this terrible word, and I don't know why people got to be this way, hackers, is that a bad word?
Well, it's a common term, and it can be leveraged in many different forms, you know, good, bad, or, you know, just curious.
Interesting. Yeah. But normally, okay, that's what it is. So in that regard, so you have, I'm sure, lots of computerization to look into things like that for the concern of, I mean, the Army is protecting the assets of our government, right?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
So if somebody wanted to do something damaging, say, to the Federal Reserve or something like that, would you be involved with looking at things like that? I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking.
So it would all depend on the situation, because the Army does work with a lot of the local and federal agencies across the U.S. So the intent is, no matter what happens, we all join forces as best we can. We share information as best we can as well, to all try to mitigate what we may see coming, or just to, like I said earlier, better posture ourselves to what may come.
So, you know, I don't really follow too much of it, because I'm personally not so happy thinking about that people would have to do that kind of a way of a life to break into something that's not necessarily theirs. So cybersecurity, the word, but I see the word all around. I see the word, I see conferences on cybersecurity. I mean, it's, in essence, I'll have to say, it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
And, right?
Yeah, so cybersecurity is kind of more of a term that is used to reference kind of like your local IT support, where they're making sure that, you know, procedures are being followed properly, things are configured, passwords are complex and are not set to default, essentially. Now, cyberspace operations is more what we do on the Army side, where we make sure, you know, these defensive mechanisms are in place, or we develop ones that need to be in place, as well as posture ourselves in the event we have to go on the offensive.
Now, let me ask you a little bit about you, because I find you very interesting. Army Reserve. You enlisted in the Army Reserve at 17 years old. Wow. So what was it that interested you at the age of 17 to join the Army?
So lucky for me, I was part of a program in high school that was like a military program, the JROTC program, that was just kind of something I did on a whim with some friends. I noticed that I really loved the structure. I loved the message. I loved what I did. So at the age of 17, which ideally is kind of young to make a decision to join the Army, I spoke to my parents, and though they didn't expect it, they were very supportive. They signed the papers, because at the age of 17, you need a waiver, and I've never looked back since. I love what I do. I transitioned as an officer, and I wouldn't change a thing.
And, you know, some of the assets of being in the Army is that they travel and, you know, meet lots of people and things. Have you traveled around, or have you stayed put in America?
So I have traveled. So as you mentioned, the beauty of the Army is we are located all over the globe, various organizations and installations. So depending on the avenue you pursue, you can be stationed overseas in some great military installations, as well as go to various training sites where you learn more about your job and your position and your specialty, which is also all over the U.S. and over all over the world. So there's opportunities to travel for sure, which I have had the opportunity to do so.
Well, I think it's great. We have a whole channel, Good News Military, and we have done many, many shows with people in the military. And my hat's off to you, and I thank you for the important, very important work that you do. Is there some things that we should know? Is there a website of things, or is just the U.S. Army website? Any other kinds of information that you'd like to share with us today, Major?
Absolutely. So anyone interested in learning more about the amazing opportunities in the U.S. Army can go visit GoArmy.com. The Army offers over 150 jobs spanning from medicine, engineering, culinary arts, and so much more. So on this website, you'll find inspirational stories of soldiers in some of these diverse careers, to include my own.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. We appreciate your service to America and to the world. And I thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, Major.
Thank you for your support.
Okay, take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.